हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम यू ऑन 11th ऑफ अप्रैल द एकादशी डे फॉर नर्सेस प्रोग्राम। टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू रीड फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम दैट वी रीड इन द मॉर्निंग एवरी डे। Because many of you are not there, some of you are there sometimes, some of you are not there for sometimes. So, this particular chapter that we are reading every morning for 4 days in a week, is talking about the discussion that is taking place between the Lord and His mother. Small story I will tell you before we go to the discussion. There was one muni called Kardam Muni, and Devahuti was his wife, and Devahuti was the daughter of the great son of Brahma called Swayambhuva Manu, who is the number three ruler of the world. Number one is Krishna, number two is Brahma, number three is Manu, the son of Brahma. And as usual, because he was a king, he was a great, rich, opulent personality. His daughter was also princess, very rich and opulent. But she got married to a sage who didn't have a penny. Because her father thought that more than wealth, one needs to have a husband who can guide the wife back to Godhead. So although he was a great king, he didn't see a king for his daughter. He saw that great sage was capable of delivering his daughter back to Godhead. So he went to the forest and proposed to the sage, and sage agreed, and they got married. So the girl who had not ever put her foot on the ground, so rich they were. Like Sita also. She never stepped on the ground barefoot. But still, when she went to hermitage from opulent palace of king, she went to a hermitage, Zopadi, and there she lived barefoot, no opulence, no ornaments, no servants, no big house, and husband constantly absorbed in tapasya. And then long time she served him, she became very thin. Because there was no opulent food like she was eating before, only roots and berries and some things. And day and night, Prabhuji is busy in tapasya. She's helping him, assisting him. And finally, his tapasya, whatever he had vrata, got over. And he was very happy with her. So he said, what do you like to have? I want to give you boon. I want to bless you. So she said, I would like to have a son. And because of his great power that he had, what he gave her as a supreme lord, as her son. The supreme lord came as Kapil Dev Bhagwan. Kapil Dev Bhagwan appeared in her womb as her son. And immediately after begotting a son in her womb, he went away to forest again. He had no interest in material activities, but he was doing his duty. So she raised the child, gave birth to him, and that child, obviously Supreme Lord, had a purpose to come. Yada yada dharmasya. So Kapil Dev appeared, became young, and mother became elderly. So Kapil Dev started instructing her as guru. So till that time she was mother. Please sit in front. Don't sit behind. So, although he was her son, but at a particular point of time she became his disciple. She accepted him as her guru, sat down very humbly on the lower platform, and he sat on the higher platform. You can see in this book, you can see, he's sitting on asana, and she's sitting down. So then she didn't say, you are my son, so you should listen to me. She immediately accepted a humble position and became his disciple.
And then he taught her the science of Bhakti Yoga. Of course, it is technically called as Sankhya Yoga. Sankhya Yoga is a technical understanding of Bhakti. What are the elements, how many elements, what are the three modes of nature, how they govern, what creates first, what comes afterwards, all those technical information is there, no? This technical information is called Sankhya Yoga. The same process of devotional service, same path of Bhakti, but he narrated that in a very technical way to her. And that is the discussion what is going on now. We may just come in the morning and stand there and just hear something and go away. But the whole context is this, that the great daughter of Swayambhuva Manu became disciple of her own son, very humbly. Sometimes, you know, you may be a brother of a prime minister of India, but still you instruct your son, get up early morning, don't sleep late. You know, you still keep in the, remain yourself in the mode of a mother only. But here the great example is that she submitted herself to her son as disciple and inquired from him the purpose of life, the goal of life, and many questions, beautiful questions she has put up. So here she is on the chapter number 29, she is inquiring about Bhakti. So she is saying here that, my dear Lord, you are just like the sun, for you illuminate the darkness of the conditional life of living entities. Because their eyes of knowledge are not open, they are sleeping eternally in that darkness without your shelter. And therefore they are falsely engaged in actions and reactions of their material activities. And they appear to be fatigued, exhausted and tired. In Arabic we call as, anybody knows what is the called word called tired, exhausted? Wallahi taban. Taban means very exhausted. Thak gaya bichara. So he says, she says that because people do not take shelter of the Lord, they remain in the darkness of ignorance and they keep working very hard to achieve their material goals. And in the actions and reactions, suffering and enjoying, this becomes so tired actually. So the great sage Kapil Dev, moved by the great compassion and pleased by the words of his glorious mother, spoke as follows. Because what is she expressing to him? She is saying that the world is suffering so much. You please enlighten them. Please give me some guidance so that world can get benefited from that. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, that means now Kapil Dev is speaking. Lord Kapila, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replied, O noble lady, there are multifarious paths of bhakti in terms of different qualities of the performer. Which means, there are many performers. All of us are devotee of the Lord. But each one has different mode. Some people are, that is explaining further. Three categories of people who have faith in God, but they worship God in different purposes, in different ways also. Please make notes, so it will be easy for you to remember. There are three kinds of performers of bhakti, or we call it a sadhaka. Sadhaka means a neophyte performer of bhakti, or a performer who is a beginner. And there are three kinds of people like that. One is in the mode of ignorance, tamoguna. So the explains here, devotional service executed by a person who is envious, who is proud, who is violent, who is angry, who is separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. So the person who is beginning bhakti, he may have all these negative qualities. And with that, you know, he may go to Lord and say, my Lord, let Vaidehi get demoted and I get promoted. I am worshipping Lord only. My object of worship is Lord only. But my purpose is envy or irsha or hatred or dislike or pride, like that. So you may go to temple and fold your hands and maybe 15 minutes of standing. But you may be praying that my colleague should get bad KRA results. And I should get good KRA results. No? So maybe there may be so many things in mind.
or she may not get the lottery, win the money, and I should win, or her son should, my son and her son is always in competition, so her son should not this time fall sick in the exam and my son should fall first, every time he is second, this time I wish that something happens to him and he forgets whatever he studied.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are doing that. In business, they are saying my deal should go through, his deal should not go through. So this kind of devotional service is called bhakti in ignorance. That means there is no true knowledge. It's only selfish, negative desires are there. Not even good desires. It's not that I want to help people, I want to serve them. There is very lot of negativity involved in that. Envy is a very negative feeling. Envy, competition, pride, lust, anger, greed. With this, when you serve the Lord, that service to Lord becomes tamoguni, mode of ignorance. Then he explains that the worship of the deities in temple for material enjoyment, for fame, for opulence is devotion in the mode of passion. That means my desire is not harmful to anybody. First one is harmful to others. Oh, he should die, he should not enjoy, he should suffer, she should suffer. This is a harmful attitude. But the second one is not harmful, but it is like, I want to enjoy the world. I want to become famous. I want to win the elections. I want to come in power. I want to get respect. I want to get wealth. I want to get beauty. I want to get long-lasting life. I want to enjoy the material world. I want to travel. So Lord, please provide for me, for all my desires to be fulfilled. That is called passion. Passion means you are simply interested in enjoying for yourself. The Lord is just an order supplier for you. You are not serving Him actually. You are simply doing so-called activity of devotion to only gratify yourself. That is passion. And the third people are, when the devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inabilities of the fruitive activities. Little spiritual language is very heavy language always. But I will explain to you, I will make it very simple. His devotion is in the mode of goodness. So what is this person? How he is different from the previous one? The previous one is simply thinking of himself. He or she is the center of all the activity, not God. But this one is thinking of others. Oh, this humanity is suffering so much. They are hungry, I should feed them. Oh Lord, give them food. Oh, this humanity is better for education. So let them be educated. Oh, this person is anath. Let there be food and shelter for him. Oh, these people are old age. Nobody looking after them. Let me have some provision for them. Some permanent arrangement for them. Those who are rejected by the family. So he is not thinking of himself so much. But he is thinking of others. And also he is thinking on another platform that I have no more interest in the world. I want to simply get liberated. So what he is saying is, he wants to free himself from the inabilities of the world. That means the world is having so many sufferings and enjoyment and pains. So he wants to free himself. That is mukti. Desire for mukti. So these kind of services are called as mode of goodness. Sattva guna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. And then he goes on saying the fourth category of people. What the fourth category? Mat guna shruti matrena mayi sarva guhashaye mano gatir vichinna yatha gangamba sombudhav. And there are some people who are simply interested in pleasing the Lord. Now you may ask, what is wrong in thinking about others and serving them? The philanthropy is still lower than bhakti. But still you are, if you are not interested for yourself, somebody else you are interested in. Your son, your wife, your family, your relatives, your samaj, your community, or your country, or your state, or your whatever you are living in. It is still an extended level of yourself. You are not working for yourself, but you are working for your son, for your father, for your husband. Nothing you do for yourself, but you are doing for somebody who is around you, because you identify them as yours. So see, you is there, but it's extended you. It's not selfish you. It is an extended you. I am doing everything for my son, for my husband, for my family, for my relatives and for everybody. But still, that is not perfect. That is the mode of goodness. It's like a gold chain. But still, it's a chain. Remember that. You may say, I am bound by gold chain. I am so lucky. But you forget that we are still bound. So such kind of activity also binds you. When you are a philanthropist, you come again in those same people to serve them again. If you like your community too much, if you like your country too much, if you like your race too much, if you like your caste too much, then you again come back in the same situation after death because of your attachment. So the fourth and the highest category is very important. What is the fourth category? The pure devotees. And their activities are simply meant to please the Lord. The highest category. They are called as mode of divinity. Divya guna. So what does it say? Okay, these people, what they do? The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited in those people's minds. Because they are attracted to the personality of God. Simply they are attracted by the personality of God, His name, His form, His activities, and by His service. They are simply moved by that. They don't have any attachment to the worldly achievements. They don't have hatred for anybody. They are not proud. They don't have any lusty desires. They are not interested in their own fame, wealth, or their own beauty, or their own success in life. They are not interested in others. But they are interested in others in one sense, that they also want them to get attracted to the Lord. That is their service to others. But initially, the most important factor to understand in this category of people is there is no self involved in that. The self is out. The Lord is in. Where you keep yourself, there the Lord is residing. आपका जो कुर्सी है, इस पर आप बैठे हो, वहाँ से आप उठ गए हो अभी. वहाँ पर आप भगवान को बिठाया. अभी तक आप खुद ही बैठे थे उधर. So that is what Kapil Dev is explaining. So we are supposed to be getting involved into this category of devotion, the fourth category. In spite of having pride or irsha or enviousness or competitiveness or desire for self-enjoyment, still one should try to learn this first and serve the Lord in that way. I may have desire for myself, but I am taught by people that give up your own desires, just try to please Him. And in the process, your desire will be fulfilled, even though you don't ask. The son doesn't ask mother again and again, give me food, give me clothes, my clothes are getting tight, my shoes are getting tighter, pay my fees. He doesn't tell you. You always, on your own, you are doing everything. Even if he tells or doesn't tell, he may tell the date to you, but you are doing on your own, you are working also hard for that, you are planning for that, you are keeping money aside for all those things. And what the son has to do? The son has to just obey the parents. If that is what he does, he doesn't have to worry about his food and his shelter and his clothes and his fees. This is true about your life also, right? So similarly, if you are interested in only pleasing the Lord through service, then all your needs and your family needs and your people's need whom you love, everything is automatically fulfilled. So in serving the Lord, even your swarth is fulfilled. That is what we have to understand. We are now working only for swarth, only for selfishness. But when you serve the Lord, even your swarth is also served very nicely. It is fulfilled. What Lord says, Ananyas Chintayantu Maam. Ananyas Chintayantu Maam. Bolo. Ye Janam Parvipasade Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. This verse means that those who are serving me in unalloyed manner, those who are serving me into no selfish desire, they serve me selflessly. For those devotees, I preserve what they have and I give them what they lack. Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. Myself, I serve them in such a way, all their needs are fulfilled. And all that they don't have also are given to them. All what they have is preserved by me personally. So when you become God conscious, all your selfish desires also are fulfilled. You are taken care of. Your food, shelter, your well-being, everything is taken care of. So Lord is talking about that. So in this situation, I want to tell you about three things. Three kinds of activities that we do in life. The first one is mode of ignorance, that we work for somebody else's bad things to happen. And then we work for our own self. And then we work for our self liberation and somebody else's benefit and somebody else's welfare. But the fourth category is to serve the Lord. So what is advice for us in this nursing profession here in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital? How to understand this verse in context with our service over here, whatever we are doing. First level of doing is do your work perfectly with full knowledge. Don't be incomplete in your own profession, in the skills, in the knowledge of your profession. That's the first thing. Second thing is when you work, work to please the Lord. What happens when you work to please yourself? You may not go sometimes. Because you don't mind yourself. Okay, one day salary I don't want. I want to sleep. But if you say I'm working for the Lord, then you will not do that. So one day you are not so much in mood. So you will only cook dal and rice and sleep. But suppose 10 guests are coming at home. Then you can't say, no, no, I'll go only dal and rice. Because somebody else is coming, you will have to be updated. You have to cook everything properly, serve it properly, nicely. Right? Similarly, when you work for yourself, you may sometimes take it easy. But if you think that you are working for the Lord, you will always work in the best possible manner. That is why, I said first level is do your work properly, perfectly. And second is, do it for the Lord. Third is, whenever you work for the Lord and the results come, offer that to the Lord, in service to the Lord. Because the results of the work come by His grace only. I may think I am educated and I am very qualified, but He is the one who provides the result to you. Because some people also are working like you only, they get paid less, and some people work like you only, they get more paid than you also. Right? If any of you work in some Bombay time hospital, for the same work what you are doing, you will pay three times, get three times more pay. But somehow, by the arrangement of the Lord, you are here. And many more things are available to you than the money over here. And there you go, you get three times more paid. But the more things that are available here that you don't understand sometimes you understand, are not available there. Only when you leave here from here and go there, you will miss those things over here. Right? So what you get in life is primarily by the grace of God, secondarily by your hard work. And both things you have to understand. Hare Krishna. So what I am trying to request you is, you offer to the Lord. That means, three only. So, when you do this, automatically you have become perfect. You know how to be, nobody has to find faults in you. When you work for the pleasure of the Lord and you always, you give the fruits of your work to the Lord. Is it easy to understand? Is it difficult to understand? Now you ask me questions if you don't understand.
So we all are undergoing the same thing, I think. We all are here to please us. We all know what you are saying.
But that has to be remembered moment to moment in life, remember. It's not only Friday afternoon, 1 hour you remember, oh yes, yes, yes. It's like I always give example. Suppose a beggar is begging on the road, small boy. And I come to know ki he's a son of Mr. Ambani actually, who lost him in childhood, in somewhere he lost him. And I go and tell the child, ki you are not a beggar, you are son of Mr. Ambani, the richest man in India. So what is the proof that the child has understood that he is son of Ambani? Tell me. How do you judge that? Tell me, Vaidehi. How do you judge that the son has understood ki he is son of Ambani, he is not a beggar? Common sense bhi use nahi kar sakte aap. There is a boy who is a beggar. Every day you see him. And then you come to know he is son of a rich man. And you go and tell him that you are son of a rich man. You have proved him by everything. So what is the proof that the child has understood? How will you understand?
He will be happy.
No, but action kuch karega na?
Dance karega, smile karega.
Any more answers?
First you stop.
He will stop begging.
Yes.
This is not true. If you come to know I am son of a rich man, you will first stop begging. That is the proof that he has understood I am son of a rich man. If he is not understood, doesn't believe you, tomorrow again he will be in the same position. You will find him begging. Apna bhi aisa hi condition hai, wo beggar aisa. Don't think they are talking about a beggar only. We have been told that we are son of God, children of God. We inherit the kingdom of God. But still we appear to be slogging here day and night for our own enjoyments. Without faith, we still keep working hard. Lord, who knows, Lord is there or not. We keep hearing again and again, but we don't have faith that it is true. And that's why we keep suffering. If you are truly understood that you are son of God, a child of God, a girl of God, then your activities will prove that you have understood it perfectly. Your worry will go away. Your chinta will go away, first of all. Because he has said, na ananya chinta yantumam. Don't worry, I will look after you. If you have understood that you are a child of God, and you have understood the line that Lord has said, I will look after you, then you will be free from all anxieties. Na? But are we completely free from anxieties?
But that does not mean that somebody will stop working
on you. No. I will come to that point. All of us are working, please understand, even dogs and cats are working. It is nothing great. What are you working for? That is more important. Working, even Lord never said Arjuna that you stop working. He wanted to go to forest and retire from the war only. But Lord said, no, you have to do your duties. You cannot run away from duties. You have to do your duties, but do your duties for my sake. Before you are going to fight in the war, for your own sake. Because your wife was insulted and you were deprived of your rights and this and that. You had many of your own reasons. Your own reasons you had. That is why you were so eager to fight. And then you saw all the things in the situation that uncle is here, grandpa is here, guru is here, everybody is here. And I will become king by killing them. And I have to kill them to become a king. No. I don't want to become. Suddenly he became very renounced. He was a sant ban gaya. But then Krishna took him on the other higher level. He said, don't fight for yourself. And don't even take decision of not fighting for yourself. What you are doing? First you are fighting for yourself. Now you are taking decision not to fight for yourself only. Apna selfish si apka hitu hai. Ki mera defame nahi hona chahiye. I don't want to become ill famous. My name should not be spoiled. Ki Arjun ne grandpa ko mara. Arjun ne guru ko mara. I don't want to be hakdar of the defame that will come. That is why I want to go to forest. So even in the decision of Arjun to go to forest was only selfish. Keeping the self in mind. I said, in the previous way I said, he appears to be a great saintly man. He said, I don't want to have the kingdom. I don't want to become king. I will go to forest and beg instead of becoming king like this. I don't want to kill my relatives and become king. Whom will I enjoy the kingdom with? All the women will become widows whom I will kill their husbands. All this is selfish reasons. So Krishna said, don't even take decisions not to fight for yourself. And don't take decisions to fight only for yourself. Take decision of fighting for the sake of dharma, for the sake of principle of religion, for the sake of pleasing me. So he had the same bow and same arrows which he used before and after. But afterwards when he fought only on the instruction of the Lord to please the Lord. And all his arrows that he shot was in the mood that whatever you say I will do. Karishye vacharam tava. Nashta moho pitir labdva karishye vacharam tava. I will follow whatever you say. Now my illusion and ignorance is gone. And I will do whatever you say. And he would have used the same bow and same arrow to fight before. But what is important? Why is he fighting for? What is the purpose? What is the goal? So, working to you have to do. But what are you doing it for? It's like Brindamol. There are two farmers are there. Huh? All the farmers unanimously has to do same activities. When time comes, they have to sow seeds. When time comes, when rain comes, they have to do something more, then they have to do kapni, then they have to do ovni, all those kinds of. There are various procedures which you will find all the farmers of the all the villages will be doing constantly. Everybody in the village will be busy in those same activities at a particular time when the rainy season comes. And finally, then at one point of time, all of them will be cutting it. And finally, all of them will go to a chakki and we will take the husk out and get the grain out. And then all of them will be busy in packing. And one time will come, all of them will be busy in selling it. But when the money comes, the difference will start. When the money comes, somebody will immediately call a liquor party. Call friends and drink and eat meat and dance and go to prostitutes and enjoy. And somebody will call saintly people at home, have a satsang at home. Worship the Lord and do puja and serve prasadam to everybody. That time you will come to know what was the purpose of his earning and his activity. So all of us are working over here. But we have to understand what are we working for. Some people are working for own safety. My husband may not maintain me, who knows. I should have my own safety and security. Somebody may have real dire need of money. And somebody may say, yeah, I need. But still I will work sincerely to please the Lord. Through my activity I want to please. Through my profession, through my skills, through my knowledge, I want to please the Lord. With honesty, sincerity, genuinely I will help people who are suffering. My aim is to please the Lord through my work. When I will do service to my patients, when he is pleased, I hope my Lord is pleased by that. So one level is to just please the patient. Another level is to please the patient with the pleasure of the Lord. Is there a difference in that? There is a difference in that. Another personality, another level is added in that. For the Lord is teaching us here, please do your work to please the Lord. And whenever the fruit of the work comes, part of it, please give it to my service. Then your work becomes pure. By the way, all the farmers, when they will earn money, they will also feed themselves, no? They will feed themselves, their wife, children, sab ke liye rakhenge na, saal bhar ke liye khana rakhenge wo. That's not a sin. That is the duty that we have to maintain ourselves. But he will not fail to give a part of income to the Lord. That is his mandate. Okay, whatever happens, however I earn less this year, more that year, fixed percentage I am going to give the Lord. That is Lord's hissa. That is his adhikar that I will be giving to him. Oh, this year I only earned 100 rupees. Last year I earned 1000 rupees. No, last year I earned 1000 rupees, 100 rupees for the Lord. This year 100 rupees, 10 rupees for the Lord. My percentage is fixed. That doesn't belong to me only. I understand it doesn't belong to me. I want to, whatever happens to me, this one I will give to the Lord. And when you are so fixed upon giving your share to the Lord, Lord will be also fixed upon giving whatever he wants to give you. And that is proved when difficulties come in life. If you have served the Lord in this particular way, in spite of difficult situations, you have kept the word with the Lord, tried to please him through your activities, when your difficulties come, Lord will amazingly provide you. You can't even believe that. So don't hesitate in giving yourself to the Lord sincerely. So Lord is telling us here that there are three kinds of karmas. One is prescribed duties that you are doing anyways. Even cats and dogs also do. When they deliver babies, they look after the babies. You deliver babies, you also look after your babies, right? What is the difference? No difference. The cat gives birth to a baby and a dog gives birth to a baby and both of them look after babies. And you give birth and you also looking after babies. So how do you become different than cat and dog? When you raise your children in the name of God, to put them on the path of God, then your looking after your children is different than cats and dogs. But they just look after because they have given birth to babies. We look after because we have understanding that all are children of God. So I want to put my children back home, back to Godhead on that path. That is why I raise him. Not simply because I love to raise children, I am raising him. Vatsalya is there, but I want to transform the vatsalya, the motherly affection, fatherly affection towards the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. I want to deliver one son of the Lord back to him as a devotee of the Lord. The purpose is different. Then you become human being. Otherwise we are animals only. Because animals also, even the ant looks after children. Even the rat looks after children. What is your greatness in that? When you add your devotion to God, to please Him, that becomes difference. So he says, what is karma is prescribed duty. That you are anyway doing as mother, father, as a leader, as a government official, as a nurse, or as a brother, sister, whatever roles you are playing, different roles. Some roles are being paid for, some are not paid for. But you are doing your duty. Right? But the second thing is akarma. And what is akarma? The same karma you do, but you do it for the pleasure of the Lord. Then that karma becomes akarma. And what is difference between karma and akarma? Karma yields reaction which you have to suffer or enjoy. Akarma does not yield any reaction. Karma, when it gives reaction to you, you get bound by the reaction, you have to suffer or enjoy. You can't say, nay, 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 I can't suffer all these things, you know. I only take enjoyment part of it. Suffering part I can't accept. You are bound by bad result or good result. And what is akarma? You do the same activity, like raising your children. But when you do it to please the Lord, you are freed from the reaction of that. And everybody of us is supposed to, if you want to go back to God, all of us are supposed to do your duties to please the Lord. That means turn your karma into akarma. And one more category of karma is called vikarma. The vikarma is the prohibited sinful activities. Hurting somebody, killing somebody, cheating, illicit sex, intoxication, eating meat, gambling, adultery, fraudulence, cheating, all these activities are vikarma. When you do that, very bad reactions come, which you suffer. So we are not supposed to do vikarma anyways. Even karma when we do, we are supposed to offer that karma to the Lord. Then only we can get freed from activities. And again I repeat, when you do work for yourself, you can be still lazy and lax and still be a goof up you can do in your work. But when you work for the Lord, you will be utmost sincere. Because the Lord is higher than us. When you work for ourselves, is one level, and work for the Lord is different level. That's why it is said in Barsana, whenever we go there, that don't see patients. For example, we can see patients, we are going there for poor people, you know, poor fellows, they don't have money, no facilities, they are so poor, they can't even have 5 rupees to come to the place of examination. Let's go and help them, you know, poor guys, you know. This is one way of going there. It's not bad. But still there's a tinge of pride in it. Ki, I am something better than them, I am something higher than them, they are lower than me, they are very downtrodden and very poor and very needy, and I have something in me which I can do something for them. Some element of pride is there in that. But what we are told when we go there, the Baba comes and tells us, don't think they need your service. You need to serve them for your purification. It is a reason for you to bring you here by the Lord. Lord is bringing you for a reason. You may think you are a great surgeon, you have a great skill, and you are doing it free of charge without taking any money, out of compassion. You may think like that. But think like this, that they are very chosen, dear devotees of the Lord of Barsana. Radharani has blessed them by giving birth to them there only. And now they have a nimitta, a reason of having cataract, by which you are getting a chance to serve. So see them as Radha and Krishna only and serve them. It's a totally different outlook. In the first outlook, when you take up, oh poor guys, you know, I want to offer my service, you may get good karmas and you may go to Swargaloka to take birth there. But when you take second approach, you will not go to Swargaloka, you will go to the kingdom of God. Because residence in Swargaloka is temporary and residence in kingdom of God is permanent. So by one approach, you get a temporary result. By another approach, you get a permanent result. As per the will of the Lord. The Lord wants you to come back to His kingdom, not to go in between and enjoy. यही देखना है. इधर भी कैसा है? How to apply this same knowledge over here? You may see, अरे ये तो poor patient, camp के patient है, इनको छोड़ो. इतना ज़्यादा important नहीं है. ये deluxe patient है, it's important. That's a disease over here. If you don't understand what is bhakti, then you will differentiate here also the same way. When the camp time comes in OT, you will start saying, hey, come on, just do it fast here, don't no time. Who the operation number, theater number 3 mein, super major case, deluxe ka patient hai. And plus he is so-and-so, so-and-so. He Sharad Pawar's nephew has come there. If you do this, sorry to say, this is called as Narakiya Buddhi. What is Narakiya Buddhi? A Buddhi, intelligence that will take you to hell. When you differentiate like this. This is given in scriptures, huh? When you differentiate like this on external qualifications, that will take you, that action will take you to hell. Even if you do a good activity, so called. But because your mati is not in right place, your purpose is not in right place, it will take you to hell. So what is bhakti over here in this context, what I am explaining to you? If you understand that whoever comes to me, he will get class A treatment, whether he is a free patient, second class patient, twin sharing, or deluxe or super deluxe or VVIP, some trustee's friend is coming here. If he comes to me, I have my level of service which I give him, and that doesn't differ because of patient is poor or rich. That way you are making your karma as a karma in this place. How to translate this same knowledge which Kapil Dev is giving in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in your own life is having the same approach. You don't become negligent and careless because patient is free from village, dark looking, very illiterate looking from some Bhoivada, something, he has come from Vada, and somebody comes in Mercedes in deluxe room and your approach is different. Then you will be bound by the reactions of your work. But if you work in equal manner, then you will get bhakti. And you know what the next verse says? Next verse says, if you are on this platform, then that person will be attracted by me. He will attract my attention. As soon as my name is chanted, he will be attracted to me. As soon as my story will be told, he will be attracted to me. Because he has already developed a consciousness, mati, in a very pure manner. Such person gets attracted to me very easily. And getting attracted to the Lord is the biggest gift of human life. In this human life, as a nurse, as a mother, as a doctor, as a clerk, as whatever you are, if you develop attraction to the Lord, the purpose of your life is fulfilled. And how does one develop attraction to the Lord? By developing your mati, by your consciousness. How do you think? What is your purpose? What is your mood? What is your attitude? That will decide. And that is totally in your hands. Today, to hate somebody or to love somebody, it is totally in your hands. Today your work, to do your work for money's sake or for some other purpose, is totally your call. Today to do kamchori or to do sincere work is your choice. Or the same work to do in 5 hours and same work to do in 1 hour if it's possible, and you choose to do in 1 hour, is your choice. And same work you can say, sir, hota hi nahi hai, to wohi problem ho gaya tha, and you drag to 5 hours. It's totally your choice. And you have to answer to God. Huh? You may cheat your boss and somehow manipulate him and convince him that everything was fine. But when you stand in front of the Lord, you have to prove to the Lord. You cannot escape there. You can't cheat the Lord. You can cheat yourself also. So, kamchori comes in the mode of ignorance. What does that mean? Kamchori, not doing your work and cheating your institute, or that comes in the mode of ignorance. And where do people of ignorance go? In hellish planets. Doing your work for your own self, your own prestige, your own fame, success. What is it called as? Mode of passion. Where do people of passion go after death? They come back again in the same world. Because they like the world so much. They like the fame of the world, name of the world, the beauty of the world, the money of the world, resources of the world. They are so attached to. Aaj nahi bana prime minister mar gaya to wapas janm lega. Pura karne ke liye, desire pura karne ke liye. Believe me, if you die with some strong unfulfilled desire, you come back again to fulfill that desire. But till you fulfill all your material desires, you can't attain God. With material desires, you can't approach kingdom of God. Sorry. Any material desire, only place is fulfilling here only. With material desire, you can't go to kingdom of God. And when you have a desire for other service, other welfare, for their kindness, their compassion, that is called as mode of goodness. Rasmai Mataji, they called mode of goodness, sattva guna. And where do people of sattva guna go? They go to swarga lokas, heavenly planets of enjoyment, which is not permanent. Again, which is temporary. जितनी चाबी भरे वो एक खिलौना है, वो कौन सा गाना है वो, जितनी चाबी भर दी राम ने उतना चले खिलौना, जितना चाबी भरा हुआ है उतना ही चलेगा, उसके बाद बंद हो जाएगा। वैसे ही शनि पुण्य मर्तलोके विशंति, जितना पुण्य का अकाउंट लेके ऊपर जाएगा, जब तक पुण्य का अकाउंट रहेगा उतना रहेगा उधर, पुण्य खत्म हो गया अगेन कम डाउन। हवाई जहाज में 1,00,000 लीटर पेट्रोल भर के हवाई जहाज उड़ गया, कितना देर उड़ेगा हवा में, जब तक पेट्रोल तक उड़ेगा। एंड दैट यू हैव टू प्लान कि भाई उतरने के लिए पेट्रोल चाहिए, ऐसा नहीं कि हवा में खत्म हो गया तो क्या है ना, यू हैव टू प्लान कि भाई कांटा दिखेगा तो इतना तो लगेगा उतरने के लिए, तो उतना भी रखे उसको उतरने का प्लान करना पड़ेगा। ही कांट स्टार्ट प्लानिंग व्हेन इट इज रेड एंड देन हाउ टू यू विल क्रैश डाउन, यू विल नॉट गेट डाउन, यू विल क्रैश डाउन। सो प्रपोजल ऑफ गोइंग टू स्वर्ग लोका इज नॉट अ गुड प्रपोजल, because when you come down from Swargaloka, you feel everything dirty over here. What happens when you come from America? Don't try to get in the viral train. So who will get in this train? Itna gadde mein kaun jayega? And last thing is, when you work for the Lord, you develop divine consciousness. That is called a Divya Guna, mode of transcendence in spiritual language. Divya Guna, Divya Mati. When develop Divya Mati and act in that Divya Mati the way Arjuna acted in the end. Okay, I will act with this divine intelligence for your pleasure. He will go to the kingdom of God. And why would you go to kingdom of God? Because from there nobody comes back. There is no need to come back. There is no birth, no old age, no disease, no suffering, no envy, no conflicts, no relationship issues, no bad experiences, no suffering, nothing is there. Here everything is there. When your mood is passion, in spite of suffering, you still want to live here only. Don't want to die. नहीं मरना है मुझे, इतना दुख है फिर भी नहीं मरना है, because we are in the mood of passion. When we are divya guna, when you are in bhakti, when you are pure devotion, then we realize that there is suffering over here. I don't want to live here longer. As early as possible, I want to become pure and go back to the kingdom of God. So at least, from the point of view of our services, do not differentiate. Number one, give your best service possible, best skill what you have, sincerely, honestly to your patients. Second, do not differentiate between them. Oh, he is Radhana Swami's friend. Oh, he has come from Vikramgarh, from a poorest village, a dark looking, ignorant fellow. Don't differentiate. You should have your own standard. जैसे ताज में जाएंगे ना, तो ताज में जाएंगे तो whether a poorest man comes or richest man comes, if he is having paying capacity, he enters Taj Mahal hotel, then they give you patadoda in their own fashion, not in the fashion of the person who is coming in, right? They don't say ki ye to jhopdi ka hai, isko bashi mein de do, aur ye to Ambani ka beta aa raha hai to usko pura tray wagera laga ke, char rumal laga ke, char paas ghas laga ke, phool laga ke, no, then give patadoda to him. Aisa nahi na, Taj ka apna khud ka standard hota hai. Whoever goes and pays the money, they will give you patata vada in their own standard, in their own way. So like that, you should create your own Taj standard. That whoever comes, if he comes to me, then this is what he will get. There won't be any differentiation. I will not change as per the looks of the patient or his financial status or his whatever status. I will give as per my status. What is my status, I will give. And I also try to improve my status regularly, to improve my skills and my services. Even if I give free service to somebody, so I say, okay, consultation maaf, still my service will not change. If you go from here to Pivi Doshi, and doctor says, ki, are, hale 50 rupees milta hai udhar, bhakti vadan 400 milta hai, so accordingly I will give service here. No, then it's not charity, then it is cheating actually. Quality should remain same, and then you say free. Then it is, if you go to Farukudwadia and it gives you free consultation, but it gives the same consultation to you, that is charity. Not that because it's free patient, who hai? It's a free patient hai. Chalo 5 minute bhaga denge usko. Aur pain patient hai to usko 15-20 minute mein achhi tarah se puchhenge. So So everything Lord is watching. Which mode you are in? Sattva guna, rajaguna, tamaguna, sab Bhagwan dekhte rehte hain. And why we have to study all these things? Because according to this mode that you are in, you will be rewarded or punished. This concerns you. That's why you should know this. That's why I thought I'll discuss this today with you. How we are working and how it directly affects you. You have to either suffer or enjoy. If you are not in knowledge, if you are in ignorance, you will suffer. There is no excuse. Oh, I didn't know all these things. But you will not be excused. Shall I give an example for that? If the child goes and out of curiosity puts his finger in the electric socket, then what the bijli will say? Oh, he was a child, you know, I will not give shock to him. The child goes and sits on tawa. Purana zamane mein tawa used to be on the ground only. Mummy used to sit on the ground and do rotis and tawa bhi udhar tha. So mummy goes something for some work and he faints, oh, nice tool, you know. And insists on that. So tawa will say, oh, he's a small child, I will not burn him. No, whether you know or don't know, whether you are in knowledge or in ignorance, the rules will apply to you. You will say, I don't believe in traffic rules, and you just break the signal and go, and you will be arrested. You will be in jail, your license will be taken away. So whether you know or don't know, or whether you act ignorant or whether you purposely do something, rules will be applicable to you. That is why we are teaching all these things here, so that you should know what I am going to be punished with afterwards if I don't behave in a perfect way. If I don't want to get bound and I want to get freed and I want to please the Lord, then knowledge is given to you how to do this. And most of the times, your activities will not change. They will continue. What will change is your consciousness. And what is bhakti ultimately? Is to change your consciousness for your selfish nature to pleasing the Lord. That is the only difference inside. Arjun ne wohi baan chalaya, wohi asa chalaya, wohi gandiva, wohi dhanushya, wohi rath, wohi sab kuch wohi tha. Wohi Krishna sarthi the uske. But the results were different. The first time he was fighting for himself, next he was fighting for the Lord. Activity was exactly same. But his mood changed. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.